Welcome to Season 2 of Convos with QVIC, a podcast where queer community leaders at the University of Victoria talk about their queer identities, coming out, resources for queer residents and students, and all things LGBTQ+ related. I'm Senior Community Leader Joe, and I'll be your host, along with a wide variety of special guest CLs. Before we get started, we just wanted to acknowledge and respect the Lekwungen peoples on whose traditional territory the University of Victoria stands on, and the Songhees, Esquimalt, and Wasanich people whose historical relationship with this land continues to this day, and also to recognize that we live, work, and play on unceded territory that is not ours. Hello and welcome back to Convos with QVIC. For our 7th episode, we're going to be talking about the struggles of bi erasure and fitting in with special guest CL Emma from Cluster.
Okay, well, welcome Emma. Would you like to introduce yourself, your pronouns, or your?
I'm Emma and my pronouns are she, her, and I'm one of the CLs for Cluster and a part of the QVIC community now, and I'm very happy to be here.
Amazing. And so what are we going to be talking about today?
So I wanted to just kind of talk about like being bi and kind of all that comes with that, and like especially because I'm like quite femme presenting, so how like that, you know, there's difficulties with that and also like privileges that come with that, and like how, you know, I've never kind of felt like I've been totally seen in the LGBTQ community but also not fitting into, like, I'm not straight, so it's kind of hard. That's awkward.
I totally get that. I feel the same way. Like, I'm also more female presenting and bi, and for the longest time, especially in high school, I was super female presenting, and so I totally understand that, and I think a lot of our listeners will experience that
definitely. Definitely, like, I feel like whenever anyone meets me, like, they'll never assume that I'm gay, like, in any way. They're just like, oh yeah, another straight white girl, of course. Like, classic. So that's definitely been hard for me, like, throughout kind of my teenage years, like, figuring out who I was, and like went through a major phase of just kind of like dressing, trying to dress really, really gay, whatever that means. Like, that's not even, doesn't even make sense. But, like, I thought that there was, like, a stereotype, and I had to, like, fit into that. And if I didn't fit into that, I wasn't, like, gay enough. And so that was obviously really hard to deal with. But, like, I feel like now I'm just kind of, like, accepting it and just be like, this is who I am. And I'm gonna stick with that. And I'll just have to be very forward with it when I am into someone or whatever it is.
How do you find, like, the dating world when you're more straight passing?
Yeah, it's definitely hard, because like I was saying, like, no one ever will approach me and, like, you know, assume that I'm queer. So it's like, I definitely feel like there's more of, I kind of attract more like straight guys. And that's fun and everything, but like, if I am kind of like looking for other queer women and I want to like date women and other people of all genders, it's like, that's a really awkward thing. So yeah, it's hard. I've actually had, I think, more like girlfriends than I have boyfriends, but it is harder to find. And like, I've also struggled with like the whole kind of like, do I really want to be this person's friend, or do you know what I mean? I want to be this person's friend, but like, I really want to be their friend, so like, I have a crush on them. Whereas with guys, it's so much more like, it's just obvious, like, I have a crush on them. Like, it's just, I don't even know, our world has like put us into these boxes and like made us feel like that's just how it is. So
I so get that, like, trying to distinguish, like, and also the, do I want to be you, do I want to be your friend, do I want to date you, like, what is going on here?
Exactly. And like, even like queer spaces, like, I just feel a little bit out of place. Like, I just never fully feel, like, I feel like I'm a part of the community and it makes me feel so happy to be there. But like, I feel like people are kind of looking at me like, oh, well, what are you then? Because why are you here? Like, you don't look like us. Like, and it's like, it's awkward. And you never think that a community that is supposed to be so accepting would like make someone feel so isolated like that. And like, there are so many privileges that come with like being straight passing. Like, definitely, I'm very aware of that. And also being white, etc. But it comes with its challenges too, because then dating wise, it's hard.
I so get that, of just, like, kind of feeling not completely part of the community, but also, and also the whole thing of like, pick a side, like, are you gay, are you straight? straight.
Oh, like, yeah.
It just makes it super tough.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like whenever I tell someone like, oh, I'm bi or, you know, I'm queer or gay or whatever mm-hmm. it is, they're kind of like, oh, okay, well, can you explain that to me? Like, yeah. what about like what percentage are you?
Yes. Yeah.
I'm like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like half gay and half straight. I'm bisexual.
Yeah.
Like, that is my identity.
It's a whole.
And like, totally. I do, like, I'm okay with like being called gay. Like, I do like that umbrella term. I know mm-hmm. some people find that, you know, don't like that as much. Mm-hmm. And there's problems with that. But so sometimes I'll just say that because it's just, honestly, it's easier. But then it's like, I'm kind of putting myself into, I'm isolating myself in a way by doing that. But yeah, that whole like percentage thing just really gets me mm-hmm. fired up.
No, I get
very
that.
Yeah.
No, I totally understand. Yeah. Like, I call myself queer,
yes.
even though
yeah.
I'm attracted to both men and women. But I feel like, especially if I say that to straight men,
mm-hmm.
they're like, okay, like, you're just only into women. And
yeah.
I'm like, hey, no.
Exactly. And there's this whole thing, like, I've noticed that's like, if you're a bi guy, you are automatically, you're just actually gay.
Yeah.
Or if you're a bi woman, or then you're automatically just, you're experimenting and
yes.
you're actually straight
mm-hmm.
or you're actually a lesbian.
Yeah.
But like, what I've noticed is there's this underlying theme of like, the only attraction possible is to men.
Yeah.
And like, that is also really interesting and like, fucked up.
Yeah, super fucked up. Yeah, no,
okay.
totally.
Definitely weird. And like, I've like, realizing that, I've kind of been like, wow, this is such an interesting world we're living
mm-hmm.
in, where like, they all the themes tie in together. And
yeah.
yeah, it's strange, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super like male-centered, like the rest of our world, especially
mm-hmm.
white male-centered.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, looking at just the history of like queerness, it was definitely kind of, it was started by BIPOC
mm-hmm.
trans women, but
yeah.
then it was kind of taken over by that like cis, like white man,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And I feel like, yeah, it's hard. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's an awkward kind of like dynamic, but you just kind of have to go with the flow and
yeah.
like, and yeah, the other thing too, I like I've thought
mm-hmm.
about is like when I am like, when I do have a girlfriend or when I'm like with a girl
mm-hmm.
and like we're holding hands in public,
yeah.
like there's that automatic like fetishization
yes.
or like objectification of us. And I'm just like, maybe no one's doing anything to make that obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But like in my head,
yeah.
I feel like that's what's happening. So there's like an awkward kind of like, okay, do I hold your hand? Do I not hold your hand? Do I feel safe right now? Do I
mm-hmm.
not? Like, and I don't want to be someone else's like sexual pleasure or like,
yeah.
you know, like that's no, my sexuality is my sexuality.
Totally.
It's no one else's, like, just because I don't want to
yeah.
be having a threesome with you.
Oh my God. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Like that's the, and I met someone the other day too. And they were like, oh yeah, I'm also queer. And like, I have a boyfriend and like, we're looking for a third. And I was like, oh, just because I told you I'm bi now, you're like, oh wow. Okay. I'm
yeah.
going to be your third. Like maybe that wasn't even the intention, but I was
yeah.
just, it just like, I find these little things and I'm just like, this is so frustrating. Like straight people don't have to deal with this.
Exactly.
And even like, and other people in the community do have to deal with these things, but like, I feel like that's very much a bi stereotype, puts you into like this corner and kind of forces you in there. And
for sure. Especially like on Tinder and Bumble, the amount of couples you see
mm-hmm.
is like just ridiculous.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
yeah, looking for a bi girl for a third, or like even a bi guy, you know, like
I know.
Whatever.
I know.
Like, hello. Yeah.
I know. It's very frustrating. And like, even the in the community, there's a lot of like biphobia too,
yeah.
because lesbians are like, there's a whole like gold star lesbian.
Yeah. yeah.
And like, that makes me feel like shit. I'm like, yeah. okay, well, where do I fit into this? And like,
exactly.
I'm not like pure enough for you, but like the whole idea of purity is like that's not really like, what does that even mean? And for guys, if they picture me with a girl, then it's like a sexual thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can never be my own person in my own experiences with my own sexual identity.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very frustrating.
Yeah. I get that. It's like I think the queer community makes a group to be inclusive, but then is exclusive
yeah.
with their group in a sense.
Definitely.
And even with people who are just experimenting, I feel like there's
mm-hmm.
such a negative lens
mm-hmm.
right now.
Definitely.
About that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. And the other thing too is like, yeah, like going back to kind of like the assumptions,
mm-hmm.
like people always kind of assume that for me, like being bi is just men and women and
yeah.
that binary. And that's something I've really kind of taken and thought about the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, cause I kind of like came out to myself when I was in grade 9. So I've
yeah.
had like a few years to kind of figure
yeah.
things out, but I'm still learning.
Oh, totally.
Always. So yeah, definitely. Like, I feel like by definition, I'm probably pansexual, mm-hmm. but I identify more with bi, and I don't know why. Maybe there's a stigma that comes with pan. I don't know. Maybe it's not as accepted. And so I feel like if I label myself as that, it's not going to be as accepted, you know, in any community. But I do feel like that, by definition, that is my identity. But bi is an umbrella term too.
No,
so.
I get that. And I feel like, yeah, people are very like rigid with it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I first came out in grade 12. So
okay,
pretty late, at least like for me, I had like a lot of queer friends and I like kind of knew, but like it was complicated as it is, you know? And I went with bi for a couple months mm-hmm. and then I was like, no, I'm more pan. But then when I came out as pan, everyone would be like, I don't know what that is. You're just bi. And I'm like, okay, well.
Exactly.
And so I just started going by bi because I'm like, this is easier. I don't have to explain myself.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And it's like sad that we have to kind of like go to that and just mm-hmm. kind of be like, oh, well, I guess like this identity is just not going to be accepted. So I just have to do something else. And like, that's sad. Like, we shouldn't
totally.
Have to do that. But at the same time, I do find a lot of like empowerment in being in calling myself bi. I'm mm-hmm. always really connected to that. And I'm very open. Like, I've never dated anyone, like anyone trans or non-binary, but I'm very open to it because mm-hmm. that's like, I have the ability to be attracted to any gender mm-hmm. and any person. I feel like it's more about the person and less about
totally.
Like the genitals.
Right?
Like,
it totally is. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I even like using Tinder, Bumble, mm-hmm. like we were talking about, like, I have a hard time. I can't swipe on people because I'm like you're attractive, but like, I don't know you.
Yes.
Like, I want to get to know you first.
Yeah.
And then I'll decide.
No, I get that as well. It's so hard because, yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, you're a relatively attractive person. Okay, what am I swiping?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know your personality. Like, and at least for me, like, I'm a terrible texter. Like, I hate texting.
I
love face-to-face communication,
me
you
too.
Know? Right?
Same, yeah.
And so it's like, I don't know how to communicate.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to understand the communication.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I get that.
Yeah. I wish that that you could, like, get to know people better through these, like, dating apps.
Yeah.
I've never actually used a dating app because I've just kind of been like, I don't know, I just never thought that it would work for me.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it could be interesting,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's always time for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like definitely a connection. And I've found myself kind of, you know, like with guys, it's like, it's a bit easier to just be like, oh, you're attractive, so yes. And I'm like, is that society that's kind of created that
mm-hmm.
for me? Or what is it? And then I've gone through phases of being like, am I actually just a lesbian? Or am I actually
mm-hmm.
straight? Like, I've just always been confused.
Totally.
I'm not confused. Like, I'm not, being bi doesn't mean you're confused.
Yeah.
It's just, I feel like there's this pressure, like going back to what we were talking about, there's this pressure of like, you have to choose one or you have to choose
mm-hmm.
the other. And I'm neither of those, but I feel I constantly have this battle in my head of like having to decide one or the other. And it's sad, but it's the truth. But yeah, definitely like being like, oh yeah, I must be a lesbian because like I really, really like girls. And like, am I just seeking the male validation? Like what's
mm-hmm.
going on there? Then I'll have a crush on a guy. I'll be like, okay, so I do like guys.
Yes.
I guess.
No, I go through that too. I think, oh my gosh, it must have been the summer after my second year.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm a lesbian. That's that's what it is now.
Yeah.
And then I came back and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, right.
You know, back to being bi. Well, okay.
One, it's like, oh no.
You know, like you hate men for Ben. You're like, okay, well, you know,
what?
But then there's one that you're like, okay.
Shit, you're actually kind of cute.
No.
Damn.
Totally. And I get that.
Yeah.
And I don't, at least for me, like I don't get attracted to a person when I first meet them. Like I have to get to know
Same.
Them and then I develop a crush or if
Same.
I do or don't.
Same.
And yeah, it makes it so hard because I feel like the people that I go for are my friends because I know them and it's the
so
worst. Right?
Oh my God, that is so true.
Yeah.
Like there's, I mean, a lot of my friends I've never been attracted to.
Yeah.
And that's another stereotype with bi people is like,
yes.
she's going to be attracted to everyone. It's like that's not what we're saying.
Exactly.
It's just like,
exactly, yeah.
It's just that like when you get to know someone, you having that friendship first and then getting into
mm-hmm.
a relationship, I feel like it's just so much, makes so much more sense.
Totally.
Yeah, it's just, it's like right somehow.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've had the same issues and it's, yeah, it's a challenge because then you're kind of like, oh shit, I have a friend or a crush on my friend. Yeah. And what do I do now?
Yeah. And then the hurdles of like, do I ruin the friendship? Like, what is this?
Oh my God. Yeah. Exactly. Like every single girlfriend that I've ever had, which is not like a ton, but like they've all been friends before. Yeah. And then we kind of just figure out, oh shoot, like I actually do really like you and you actually do like me. And like, oh great. Like now what do we do?
Yeah.
And it's just, and then we end up dating and then, you know, now I'm single. So you can figure out the rest of that.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Like same with me, like every single time. And over this past summer, I did like a little experiment with myself. I'm like, I'm going to go out with someone a couple times that I've not been friends with. I got on the dating apps.
Yes,
I was like, hey, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
And like, I met a girl that I like connected with.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. Like, this is great. We went on a bunch of dates. I'm like, hey, it's like starting to get to the point of like, are we something? And I realized like, I'm dating her because she checks all of my boxes, but I really have no like emotional connection whatsoever. And
exactly.
It's just like, I was just so angry because like, I was like, I'm changing it up. I'm trying to make it work.
Yeah. And you start to feel like, okay, well, like there's, cause like when guys have attraction to girls, a lot of the time it is very sexual, like sexual based and like on looks right away. Mm-hmm. And so being someone who's also attracted to women, it's like, I'm supposed to also feel like that.
Yeah.
So if I don't immediately have a sexual attraction to this girl that I am looking at that I've never met before or like on in movies or whatever, then I'm not actually attracted to her.
Yeah.
So it's like, that doesn't make sense, does it? Like, no. So that's another frustration. I'm like, okay, well, how does that work? And that's another reason why I felt like, okay, well, am I just making this all up? Like, no,
totally.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, cause every like relationship that I've had, and I've had very real experiences being attracted to women, so, and other genders too. So it's like, no, I need to give myself a break, I think, sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like not putting so much pressure on it and like just being like being a person with feelings and like desires and whatever is important.
Do you have any advice for someone who has like recently come out as bi or pan or that kind of stuff?
I mean, I think just like I was saying, like, don't feel like you have to put so much pressure on your label. If that empowers you, like, do it. Amazing. Mm. Because being bi has, and labeling myself like that has brought so much power to me. Like, I feel so grateful for that label. But if you don't resonate with it and you just feel like you need to put a label on it, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to explain your sexuality to anyone. Like, that is yours. And that goes back to what we were saying about, like, being sexualized. Like, like that is your identity and you can't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Yeah.
And just love yourself.
I love that.
Love yourself. Love who you love.
Yes.
Love all of the genders.
All of the genders. We love that.
Or whoever you're into. Enjoy being queer. Like, I feel like that's, like, not talked about enough. Like, we're part of such a beautiful community. And, like, you know, obviously there's flaws, like we were talking about. But I think there's a whole community of people that support you and, like, love you. And especially when you're first coming out and finding those people, like, that, I wish I could relive it.
Yeah.
Because, like, and even now I'm finding more and more. But just when I meet someone and I feel, like, connected, I'm like, oh, yeah, you get the same experience.
Yeah.
It's like with you right now. Like, it's just, and being able to kind of talk about it, it's so empowering. It's it's so amazing. Such a good feeling. So, like, enjoy that and, like, make friends that are also queer if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, just have a good time with it. Because it's not just a sexuality. I think it's a community.
It's for sure a community.
Yeah. And there's so much pride. So much pride.
So much pride. We love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and, like, being part of QVIC as well, like,
oh my gosh, no,
having that community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so grateful. I wanted to come to the meetings last year. Like, this is my second year, and I really wanted to come to the meetings last year, but I was just like, I was either, oh, too busy or too this or whatever, COVID, like, whatever. And now that I'm here and I'm, like, one of the kind of leaders of it, like, I feel so happy. And, like, I feel like I've found my people, and that's such a nice thing to have. So join QVIC.
Yes.
That's my piece of advice.
Love it.
Yes.
Amazing. All right. Thank you so much, Emma.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to Convos with QVic. Make sure you come back to check out our next episode. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, please let anyone on the QVic staff know, either in person at our events, which run from 6 to 8 p.m. on Sundays in the RUG for UVic residents, or message us on our Facebook or Instagram pages. See you around campus.